The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
Well, while the Broward County high schoolers continue their national media tour, we still haven't even begun to discuss school security. There's been a few mentions of arming teachers, but outside of that, there hasn't been any serious debate on how to harden public schools. What are we going to do? This has to happen. Because while every media outlet and their mom has given airtime to David Hogg and his band of underage national policy experts, there's some very bad people planning on doing very bad things. On Monday, ISIS tried to attack the Pineview High School. This is in St. George, Utah. If you've never been there, it's an amazing little town. But I want to tell you, little town, out in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by desert. It's a community with less than 100,000 people. It's famous really for its proximity to Zion National Park, but it's also the winter quarters of Brigham Young's home. Okay, it's not exactly a hotbed for Islamic extremism. So a teenager, he arrives at school on Monday and he has a bomb that he made at his home. He tried to detonate it inside of school, but it malfunctioned, thank God. And it caused the device to emit large amounts of smoke. The school was evacuated, and thankfully, no one was hurt. So police, they searched the attacker's house, and they found the materials that he used to construct the bomb. But they also found evidence that he has been researching and promoting ISIS. As it turns out, none of this, again, should have been a surprise. The student has already been involved in two separate incidents where he made it clear that he was an ISIS supporter. On one occasion, he took down the school's American flag and replaced it with an ISIS flag. On another one, he spray painted "ISIS is coming" on the side of the building. Actually, he wrote "ISIS is C-O-M-I." He ran out of time for the N-G, but I think we got the point. Despite all of this, officer said he was authorized to be on school grounds. Now, I highly doubt that David Hogg has talked about this today, and you probably won't hear anybody else talk about it in the right context. But imagine if this attacker had attempted this with an AR-15. What if he pulled out the rifle and it jammed? Even if no one got hurt, that might have been the final straw that pushed this gun control debate over the edge. Media coverage would be blowing up. Not over the circumstances surrounding the attack, but over the weapon used. That's all we'd see on every cable news station. That's all America would be talking about in the newspapers. If this attack would have been a jammed gun versus a malfunctioning bomb this close to the Parkland shooting, the Second Amendment would be hanging by a thread today. And meanwhile, we refuse to talk about the actual problems. Why did this student and the last student at Parkland have access to the school? Is he supporting the most violent terror group in the world? And is that not cause for mental evaluation? Was there no law enforcement investigation into this kid? And if so, what happened? Beyond all of that, the most important conversation that we can have is this. Suicide rate in teenagers has gone up 20% since 2012. A 20% increase. Clinical depression has gone up 40% with teenagers since 2012. Our society seems to be falling apart. Why? Why? It isn't the gun. It isn't the bombs. It isn't ISIS. What is attracting this kid to ISIS? What is the hole that our kids are trying to fill and they can't fill it? That is the question that we must answer. That is the conversation that we must begin to have.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.